Well, Lucy, I'm going to do my best to read this. I think I'm going to put on my glasses for this one. But Lucy wanted to say a word from her and family about her grandmother. She says, "When I think back on the years with Granny, memories of Hank, Jill, and me spending time with her arise. I'm surprised by the forgotten times that I began to recall. I think of picnics in her garden, surrounded by the flowers she so proudly tended to year after year. I remember coming to this church every week, growing up, and watering the plants throughout the church and her showing me the small secret garden next to the old sanctuary. Naturally, the next thing I think of is going to church and Granny elbowing Pop-Pop whenever he started to doze off." I didn't remember that part, Charles, but I recall her fixing salmon patties on the back steps and playing in the doll room of her house with me, Hank and Jill, all day. There's so many memories we shared together, but one wonderful talent Granny had was that she was a fantastic storyteller. She would share memories she had of my dad and his model airplanes. When Ann and Uncle Walter lived upstairs, when my dad and his friend flooded the upstairs bathtub and set the barn on fire, when some of his airplanes were battling mid-flight and crashed. Most of all, if I couldn't sleep, we'd swing on the front porch in the middle of the night as she told me the same story of a poor young girl that lived in the mountains and sold bouquets of flowers on the side of the road. I recently discovered Granny would share the same story with my brother when he couldn't sleep as well. I know that was her idea of perfection, living in the mountains and being surrounded by her beautiful flowers. I like to believe that in heaven, God blessed her with a garden just for her to plant and enjoy." Thank you, Lucy. Jill told me that the other day that she remembered her granny driving her, not so long ago, fast down I-20 for fast food. You know, grandparents indulge grandchildren with things that parents won't do for them often. And David talked of watching Braves games so often, so regularly, until the major league strike, and then she quit watching them altogether. We give thanks for our memories. Hold them in your heart. Pass them on to others, to other generations.